I've always wanted to go to New Zealand, so when I saw an advertisement asking for people to work in a forest near Auckland, I applied. I was accepted and flew out to New Zealand in January. At the airport, I met other people going to work in the forest, and a bus came to collect us and take us there. Eventually, there's going to be a really big tourist centre where we were. I thought I'd be staying in a wooden hut, but in fact, I was in a tent, which I shared with four other boys, two American and two Japanese. It was summer, so I was a bit disappointed that the weather was rather wet and windy. But at least you could have hot showers in the evening. There was also a professional cook, and every evening he made us great meals. That's important when you're working outside all day. We always worked as a team, so progress was fast. Our main job was creating a path in the forest to make access easier. They'll need it when the tourist centre opens to groups in another year or two. I also enjoyed getting the information to make a map of the forest area, something else that was a good experience for me. I'll always remember how quiet the forest was early in the morning. The birds were singing as you'd expect, but I couldn't believe I could actually hear the rabbits. They ran around in the long grass early in the morning. If you like nature and you want a taste of life outside a city, try this trip. You have to find the money for your own flight, but everything else, including special boots, are provided. Anyway, I was going to say...
Now listen again.
I've always wanted to go to New Zealand, so when I saw an advertisement asking for people to work in a forest near Auckland, I applied. I was accepted and flew out to New Zealand in January. At the airport, I met other people going to work in the forest, and a bus came to collect us and take us there. Eventually, there's going to be a really big tourist centre where we were. I thought I'd be staying in a wooden hut, but in fact, I was in a tent, which I shared with four other boys, two American and two Japanese. It was summer, so I was a bit disappointed that the weather was rather wet and windy. But at least you could have hot showers in the evening. There was also a professional cook, and every evening he made us great meals. That's important when you're working outside all day. We always worked as a team, so progress was fast. Our main job was creating a path in the forest to make access easier. They'll need it when the tourist centre opens to groups in another year or two. I also enjoyed getting the information to make a map of the forest area, something else that was a good experience for me. I'll always remember how quiet the forest was early in the morning. The birds were singing as you'd expect, but I couldn't believe I could actually hear the rabbits. They ran around in the long grass early in the morning. If you like nature and you want a taste of life outside a city, try this trip. You have to find the money for your own flight, but everything else, including special boots, are provided. Anyway, I was going to say...